Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. And that's what we are doing here every single day. Our quote of the day: fashion is the armor to survive the reality of everyday life. Bill Cunningham.
Fun, right?
I like that. Bill. Or one from Gianni Versace, because Bill Cunningham, I don't know.
That's why I did that. I have no idea.
Can you imagine Bill Cunningham is like, you know, like an anonymous name for like Coco Chanel or something? I don't know. Okay. Don't be into trends. Don't make fashion own you. You decide what you are, what you want to express by the way you dress and the way you live. Oh, what a nice reminder, Mr. Versace.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, because we all just want to dress the same because we're like, oh my God, that's so cute. I want to look like you, but how about you want to look like yourself?
You. Yeah, and I think it's easy, right? We fall into these patterns where it's like, okay, it's what's all there. It's what's out there.
Yeah.
So instead of like hunting a little harder and finding your own style, it's like, yeah, I'll just be like everyone else.
Well, also, I think fashion is intimidating. I think that you don't know if something is going to look good together. And so you need someone else's opinion to tell you that it looks good. And it's like, well, why can't I tell myself it looks good?
Right. Like, good point.
And then you see someone do something really unique and different, like putting a really oversized white button down with a little crop vest, knit vest, and like a legging and whatever. And you're like, oh, I would have never thought of that. But that's why stylists are so cool, because they're brave to do things that the rest of us are too scared to do. And then they'll set the trends. And
totally.
But you can be your own as well. Like you can do it yourself.
Yeah. You just got to own it. Not be scared.
Yeah. So Heel Squad, welcome back. Today we're going to be talking about kids in the business, do's and don'ts. Ooh, really? Is that old?
I was going to say, I just totally anchormanned you. Do I get a pass since it was my B-day yesterday?
Yes.
I'm still recovering.
You're still recovering, yes. Because I'm like, what?
I totally screwed you.
And how the Pope thinks having pets is a replacement. I think
that
sounds like an old episode.
Yeah, that I totally screwed you.
So everybody on YouTube just tuned out.
No, we're talking about trends, fashion today. We're answering some Heel Squad questions. But I think, Maria, what I'm excited to hear you talk about, which fit perfectly into our spring fashion trend segment, was someone from the Heel Squad wants to know how you can find your own style, and you're really good at it.
Thanks.
So you are. So anyways, I'm excited to talk about that.
Well, it's funny because I feel like my style is a little bit all over the board. It always has. Like I always used to say kind of classy, sexy. I have a youthful spirit to my fashion, but it's also classic.
Yeah.
I like to have fun with my fashion. I really do think fashion makes life fun. You know, it helped me get through the passing of my mom. I started getting creative with my fashion and I really enjoyed it. But yeah, I always am looking for those unique pieces. Like right now I'm wearing these pants and I will stand up for those of you on YouTube. But they got this like long crotch and they're like baggy and they're high-waisted. And I got them in Italy. I got this little jacket in Italy, but I'm going to take it off so you can see. Okay,
I'll give you Apple Podcasters a play-by-play. Okay. Oh, cute. They're kind of like cargo pants, but yeah, long crotch.
I don't think there's anything cargo about these, but they're wool.
They kind of look cargo-y. Pooja agrees with me. Thank you very much.
Cargo?
Yes.
Like that style.
Like trouser cargo pants.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're trousers. And then they have these like wide bottom like cuffs.
Cute.
And I just think they were fun. And I started when I was in Italy at the store. I was like, oh my God, they have such unique pieces. And I really like either having that like statement shoe that's going to make everything really fun or, you know, a unique piece here or there. And, you know, I think I was posting recently, I have this like baseball cap, but without the rim. It's just like this little like round thing.
It's like a little, it's kind of like a mix of a beanie and a baseball cap almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought that was unique and I was like, okay, cool. And I just, I like having fun with it all. I think that, you know, I'm pretty kind of classic. You'll see me in a white t-shirt and jeans a lot, but there'll be that fun shoe or that fun, you know, accessory or something to kind of liven it up. But I am pretty basic too. I do have a lot of stuff in my closet, even though I got rid of, do you remember when I moved closets?
Yeah. And you got rid of boxes.
It was like
boxes.
Eight massive, those full, huge trash bags that were bigger than me. And then boxes and boxes. All of it went. So I actually have thinned out my closet tremendously and I have to do it again.
Oh, great. Awesome for us, Pooja.
I know. I'm excited.
You guys are like, so presumptuous.
Oh, yeah, totally. 100%. It's still my birthday week. So I'm allowed to be presumptuous and I'm allowed to mess up on my birthday week.
Oh, okay. All right.
And she says I get close too.
Yeah.
It's her birthday.
It's my birthday week. I say Pooja does too.
I know. Exactly. The girls are so sad because they're not my shoe size.
Honestly, it breaks my heart daily.
It is heartbreaking. I know my mom is heartbroken because she's a 7 or she was a 7 or a 7.5.
Oh, Lisa and I are closer.
And so she was like, why? Because I really love having cool shoes.
Shoes are my favorite. Throwback to my shoe dog era, my first job working in shoes. But I agree with you, Maria. I think for me, it's shoes and like jewelry. I can always dress up anything. Mm-hmm. I feel with earrings or necklaces. I'm very big on my like 1400 chains or like a cool sneaker. I love hats too. I'm a big hat gal.
Yeah.
Like, so you can take a basic thing and dress it up with a fun accessory.
Yeah. I mean, in my first book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life, I talked about like having a few staples. Like you want your staples. You need a good blazer. You need a good white tee. You need a good jean. You need the good shoe. Like you need like some staples. You know, you need a black sandal. You need a black pump. Little basics in your closet. And then you can have fun with the other stuff.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to cost a lot. It really is about how you wear things. I have so many friends out here that always look like $1 million and the stuff is so cheap. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. The only people that know are the bougie people who are looking for labels. And I think that's such a like cheat for fashion. I think that it's really easy to buy a label and it's a lot more challenging It's a lot cooler to try to find things that aren't the obvious.
I 100% agree. And I don't know if you have watched Inventing Anna yet.
I started and then I got really mad at the montage sequence in the first episode and it was so cheesy and I got really mad and I tuned out.
I don't remember the montage sequence, but
I get so mad easily and I'm like, nope, I'm out. This is so bad.
Yeah. I did 2 episodes and now I can't do it anymore. But
why? Because it's not good.
I didn't like it.
See?
I didn't like it.
Everyone's and I upset. Love that actress. She was Ozark.
Ah, yeah. I didn't realize that.
And I couldn't.
No, I couldn't do it either. And honestly, it kind of annoyed me, which I'm sure this was her character. But going back to the label thing, there's the part in it when she's like talking or she's making fun of the reporter on, about her clothing and that she needs to, she's like, well, you could do like Dior. And I'm like, no one's like that. Like, okay, maybe a handful of people are, but like, come on. Anyways, so to your point, I don't think the label makes it nice.
No.
Like,
come on. I've always said that you can, the, it's about the fit. That's why expensive clothes are expensive. It's because they're well designed, well tailored.
Yeah.
And so you can tailor things that are cheap in terms of price and make it look incredible.
Yep.
For your body. So that's always my thing. But
hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Friends, my Macy's.com/bettertogether page, I am going to have all my spring picks up by the end of the day, everybody. So you'll see all of my yellow explosions. There's a yellow rug in there that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, I heard yellow is hot for this spring.
Yeah, I love yellow.
Me too.
There's a song in Greece, Maria in the Yellow. So my mom for my wedding wanted me to change into a yellow dress.
Cute.
And so I did.
Oh, cute.
And so yellow's always been my favorite. But I will say, I chose a bunch of Black-owned designer businesses and some of their pieces in here. And so, Queen, I know you love jewelry.
Love.
And do you see, pull up those multicolored little U earrings?
They're so cool.
Those are so hot.
Wow.
And those will make your jeans and your t-shirt outfit just totally pop. And how much are they? I forget.
40 bucks.
Okay.
And you guys, low stock, so get in there while you can.
Yeah, it's from Swanky Designs.
So cute.
And they're super cute. And then there's some men's bracelets, leather bracelets that I pulled. Kevin loves these bracelets. So if you want to support some Black-owned businesses, these are some really great picks. There's a tennis collection necklace. So I don't know if you've seen, but all those like diamond stud necklaces, like the tennis bracelet, but the necklace version are very popular right now.
Yeah.
And I saw it on this here. Is a really, really pretty one. And it's by Oma, the label. I popped a little Harlem candle on there.
And that's not that expensive. Like, it's not bad for a good chain to wear. If you want to wear that daily. Okay.
Yeah. Well, and it's day to night because it's super fancy.
Yeah.
And then Swanky Designs, these really pretty pink evil eye kind of necklace earrings. Mm. I think they're evil eye. I really
like
love those. And then another Oma gold earring, the Zoe earrings, I thought were really pretty. So I threw those on there too.
Oh, I love these ones.
Cute, right?
Yeah, really cool. That's my favorite when it comes to jewelry. I like gold. I like simple, but I like it when it's like a thick, little bit different, like a little bit funky. And I feel like these are like a little funky.
Yeah.
Like, I like how they're opposite. Anyways,
they're
very cool.
Really, really cute. Okay. So the funky tree sanitizing box I had to buy. So this is like me, I'm perusing Macy's.com and I'm popping these on my Better Together page. Anything that I see that I love. And then I go back and I start saying, okay, well, what are we going to purchase now? What do I need? And so I had to get another one of these because I needed one for inside the house. I have one here and I'll have one inside the house. But this is so cool, guys. So it's a phone sanitizing box. We've talked about this one before. So you open it. It's plugged in. You pop your phone in. Wait, do I pop it in with my case? Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Duh. I took it out of the case, but I want my whole phone to be.
And the case is the nastiest part.
That's the nasty part. So what did they say? The phones are as dirty as a 7-Eleven toilet?
Or just toilet in general.
Yeah. So now you just pop it in, you push the button, start, and now it will sanitize. And it takes 8 minutes, Pooja?
Yes.
And then it will beep and it will be done. And
now
I don't have to grab my BrioTech every 2 seconds and be cleaning this. I'm just going to throw it in here and I'm going to be done.
So cool.
And guess what, ladies? I'm going to allow you to use it too.
Wow.
Pooja, I love you.
Honored. I like how Pooja scoot in so everyone can see your honored face.
I don't know why I can't hear you guys as well now. Your audio totally dropped out of my ear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your headphones?
Maybe.
That's weird.
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Hey.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there we go. A nice sanitizing box. It's on sale right now for $50.99. Friends, I highly recommend you put it in the, you know, entry of your house or some high traffic area like the kitchen, and you just sanitize it every day.
Yeah.
And keep it clean. I think it's a very important little investment. So I'm very happy with mine. Okay, back to fashion trends. And
Maria, before you go on there, quickly to say it again, it's Macy's.com/better together is where you can find Maria's curated page.
Yes, which friends.
I'm very excited to see the spring stuff.
Well, we're very grateful to Macy's for being part of this, part of our team and part of Better Together. And so anything that you buy by going to Macy's.com/better together, we get a credit for. So if there are things that you want to buy, obviously Macy's has everything under the sun, from homeware to appliances to fashion to shoes to everything, jewelry, furniture, you can get it all there. It's really, really helpful. Kelsey recently bought this 8-cup coffee maker, which I didn't get to see. So is it a separate grinder on the side?
No, I wish. I got the, like, I have like a $20 little grinder that I got. I don't even know from where. I've had it for a minute. But this coffee machine, you guys.
Wait, so you bought a different version of this coffee machine?
No. I have that one.
Oh.
I have that exact one.
Is it just photographed with that, but it doesn't come with that?
Correct.
Oh.
Correct. But it is the best drip coffee I have. I mean, I have it in my cup right now.
No way.
I did a lot of research.
How long does it take to make the cup? Or to make the, like, thing?
Like, maybe 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay, so does it grind fresh?
No, so I grind my own beans fresh.
Okay.
Or you can get them ground at whatever coffee shop, right? And so then all I do is I
put it in
add
there.
My water.
Do you have to put a filter in there?
I put a filter in there. I put my grinds in and I press. So there's two options. You can have like a 2 to 4 cup or you can have a 6 to 8 cup. And I usually do 2 to 4 cup because it's just for me.
And are you drinking it as you're getting ready?
No, I usually drink. I usually like.
Take it to go?
Yeah, take it to go.
Wow.
It's so good.
It looks really cute.
It fits well in my kitchen. Like, I have a very small kitchen. It's small and compact and it fits nicely. It's not too big. And I'm telling you, like, I'm a coffee snob. I like it strong. I don't like, it has to be good. And this machine is so good. So
I love it.
I'm very thrilled.
Okay.
OXO, apparently, according to some of my friends in the restaurant industry, is like a very nice brand, has a cult following, so that's why I went with it.
Interesting.
And I've now joined the cult.
Oh, guys, I'm actually seeing, I didn't realize my LNA mock cutout neck top is on sale for $69.
Ooh, maybe you need it.
Oh my God, everything's on sale right now. That necklace I have, the black and gold one, that is so cute, $40. The high-waisted cotton destructed jeans are $37.
Dang.
I'm glad I waited on my jockey pants. I'm going to buy them on sale. Hey,
God, love a sale.
I love a sale.
That's the thing about Macy's. Everything's always on sale.
Yeah. I've been wanting to buy these jockey pants and the Charlie Holiday lounge pants in the top because Kevin still, he still calls me a lumberjack when I go to bed.
Oh my gosh.
It's really bad, guys. My pajama game, I keep saying I'm going to bring it up and then I still haven't done it because I get distracted by my other purchases. I'm like, it gets cold at night, so I'm going to wear my sweats.
Yeah.
And I look like a lumberjack.
See, I was telling Maria this the other day, you guys, because I usually just wear a big t-shirt to bed. I could quite literally care less, nor do I have anyone to show off to. But I did wear a sweatsuit the other day to bed because it was freezing. And then it made me think, okay, I should probably get a cute pair for these nights. But
a cute pair for who?
Myself. Myself.
It's true, actually. I really believe in that. I do. I like actually me. Do. You know what else I was just thinking I need to add to my list is the weighted blanket for everybody to get. So I have been sleeping the last couple of nights with my weighted blanket and it's changing my life. I am actually not tossing and turning because I'm forced not to.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
They're amazing.
Are you still sleeping with one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. I've slept with mine for a couple of years now. Like I can't go without it.
Pooja,
I love
it.
Do
you sleep with a weighted blanket?
No.
You would love it. Yeah, you need it. Really? It helps with anxiety too.
God, it helps with anxiety?
Yeah, because it's like it's pressure on your body.
I love it. Do you know what? I used to have Kevin steamroll me. It's our term. If I'm really like anxiety and stressed and like just losing my mind, I'm like, will you steamroll me? And so he rolls over my body.
Oh my gosh.
And then he rolls back over my body. So I'm in bed and he's just rolling back and forth because I want that pressure on me. And this blanket is everything. So they have them here. How many pounds is yours?
Mine's 15.
So 15 pounds. You get it for $54 on sale right now. Limited time special.
Ella Jane. We're going to add that because that is it.
Please do.
You guys, these are typically $160.
Yeah. It's it's called an anti-anxiety weighted blanket. Yeah. Damn.
That's what originally why I got it. Because I was always that kid who I needed like 17 blankets. For me to actually sleep. And I need I like all the pressure on me. And so I got this and here we are.
Well, and then Kelsey, ever the consumer in Connecticut, was like buying, she just buys everything. And I was like, oh my God, it's just another Kelsey purchase. But then Kevin bought them and then he forced it on me. And I was like, oh, this I get. Okay, this works.
And Kevin did find, Maria, a heated weighted blanket.
No, he didn't.
That's what he's told me. He told me to get it for my dad for Christmas. And
that's
I was like
next level.
Yeah, I was like, Doug doesn't need that. But I know. So we'll have to investigate on that, you guys. But for starters, 15 pounds for $54.
That's crazy.
Craziness.
Okay, yeah, please add that to our list. So friends, if you go to Macy's.com/bettertogether, you'll see some spring trends. I actually pulled a really pretty suit in pale yellow for our working ladies.
I like that.
It was really, really pretty and it was really like inexpensive and just gorgeous. So it's hard because sometimes I'm always just pulling with like me in mind. So then I started thinking like, wait a minute. And I kept going back to it and then I go away and then I go back to it. I'm like, I know someone's going to want this. Someone's going to need this. Like a Miranda.
Yes.
Who's going to have to go into court.
Yes.
Is going to need this. So I pulled it for the Mirandas of the world who might need a beautiful little pale yellow suit for summer.
And so I hear pastels are very in for spring. One of the trends that I was reading about.
Pastels, yellow. Our friends at Macy's were talking about American heritage. How would you describe American heritage?
I'm sure you've heard about probiotics. We recently partnered with Just Thrive. Tina Anderson is the mastermind behind this extraordinary product. Why do we need a probiotic?
The world we're living is so disruptive to our gut health, from antibiotics that we take, from Roundup that's sprayed out over our food supply, to stress. We see symptoms like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, autoimmune issues and allergies, mood disorders. So anxiety, depression, all of those types of issues are stemming from our imbalance in our gut.
And the thing about Just Thrive probiotic is you don't have to refrigerate it.
To be a probiotic, it needs to be alive in your intestines, not alive in the refrigerator. And most of those probiotics in the refrigerator actually don't make it to the intestines alive, which is the goal.
If we couple the Just Thrive probiotic and the Just Calm, what do we get?
We know the probiotic alone is helping with the leakiness of the gut and helping all other types of things in our with our overall health. But we know now when we add the Just Calm, it's helping with our mood.
Guys, Just Thrive is a game changer. If you're ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code HEALSQUAD. You won't regret it.
It's got like that stripe in it usually.
Yeah, or like a Ooh. A flannel-y kind of plaid situation. Like I was looking or seeing a lot of kind of those oversized maxi dresses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's okay. How I would describe it. I don't know if that's really a great description, but that, Pooja, would you like to add anything to that?
I can't even look at my phone to see the email to like really pull it up because my phone's being cleaned.
Oh yeah. Bummy.
But you can pull it up.
Yeah, I can right now.
Excuse me. In the meantime, green is still a really hot color. Platform shoes. I'm seeing platforms everywhere.
Everywhere.
And they scare me because I feel like I'm going to break an ankle on some of those. Like I have the, like these goldish, like what's that rose gold? Yeah. Like a rose gold platforms. And I love them. They're super comfy, but even though sometimes I'm like, okay, but everything's platform for spring.
Honestly, they don't scare me. They make me feel like a powerful bad bee because when I put them on, then I'm like 5'10".
Yeah.
And I'm like towering. So I love them. And shout out back to American Heritage really quickly, Maria. So yeah, you were right. Stripes, honestly, very preppy kind of tennis.
Yeah. That's what I was like, what are you describing? Because I remember looking at this and it's like...
East Coast prep school.
East Coast prep. But yeah, very, there's a couple of like those like flannel? Oversized maxi. I was thinking flannel, but it's stripe.
Okay.
You're right with stripe. Well, but there's a plaid blazer up in the corner.
Okay.
I'll give you guys some. Yeah, you can't see that. But anyways, that's one of the Macy's. According to the Macy's headquarters.
There's some sweater vests in there. Yeah. Some knitted sweater vests.
Yeah. I think those sweater vests are going to be, they've been kind of popular. But they'll continue through spring.
I think so too.
For sure. And then oversized is continuing. But I do think low-rise jeans are coming back.
I'll never do it.
Stop manifesting that.
Yeah, stop it.
Friends.
Stop putting it in the universe.
It's happening.
I'm not wearing them.
It's happening.
Rebel with you.
Yeah, Pooja and I will not be wearing those.
I know you guys are going to look like moms now. At some point, the mom jean is going to look bad.
Unless you have... a body that can support a low rise jean, which I am not subscribing to. That is not me.
I'm going
me
back to my Britney moments, guys.
Yeah, that's
happening.
I'm not doing that. You can do it for the three of us.
Oh my Lord. I was like, I just finally found all the high rise jeans that I want. You know, it's like,
yeah, it's hard.
I try not to jump on trends too fast. Cause I'm like, how long is this sticking around for? Right. And jeans are a major investment. So that's why I buy the ones I have on my page for that are on sale. jeans are a major investment. So I was like, nah, and I kind of waited. And now.
I don't know if they're going to come back, though. You really think?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I agree with her. But I don't think that means that high rise are going to be out. I don't think that it's
I don't
like,
think they're officially out. No, definitely not. But I know low rise are going to be in. And then that's going to just shift real fast at some point.
Yeah.
But I know that tulle is really big on the fall runways, on the runways for fall. They're doing like a lot of like dresses over pants. So dresses over pants are big and tulle with like a sweater, like a sweater with tulle bottom.
Wasn't that a 2000 thing? Dresses over like jeans.
Yeah. Y2K.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Yes. Y2K. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah. So that's coming back.
Wow.
And what else did I see on the runways that was interesting? Cutouts, a lot of cutouts.
A lot of cutouts.
That's why I have some of those cutout sweaters and dresses and stuff on my page because I know that they're really popular. And and I was
mini skirts. There was a lot of mini skirts on the runway.
Yeah, mini skirts are good. I was definitely really inspired by Patrice Washington on our episode when she talked about redoing her bathroom.
Oh.
And how much that helped her in her journey back from debt, overwhelming debt. And so when I saw that yellow rug, I just thought, oh my gosh, this would just brighten up a space and make it so pretty. And I'm thinking about a rug from my office. I had one before and the babies kept peeing on it.
Oh.
So I would like to put something in there, but
I think that'd be nice in there.
Yeah, I love my office. I'm so like, it makes me so happy now the way I rearranged it. But yeah, I think making any space that you have to be in all the time feel good is so important. So if it's your bathroom or your kitchen and you just want, like I have scummy kitchen towels. Have you ever seen my kitchen towels? They're scummy.
I don't think so.
It's a little embarrassing. Like I need, I'm telling you, there are some areas that just need some major upgrading. We just are always too busy and we didn't care, but yeah. Some scummy kitchen towels. We need to like,
you need to upgrade those. And how's your hunt going for your new glasses?
I haven't done that yet, but Kevin wants a bigger wicker basket for the kitchen to put all of our heated blankets in. Because friends, we moved our recliners at Christmas in front of the TV in the kitchen, and we moved our like modern couch off to the side, and it's become our new favorite place to hang. And yes, I was very resistant to the recliner thing because it's not very fashionable, but man, is it comfortable. And I believe recliners are going to have their kind of, their moment, just like socks and sandals were very unfashionable. I feel it is similar to the recliner, and I think we might be the ones to just bring that recliner, just like minivans. We love our minivans. Pooj knows she loves it too.
She does. I'm obsessed with their minivan.
I think that we single-handedly here as a heel squad could bring recliners and minivans up.
I think
to
so too.
The next level.
Oh yeah.
Where you'll see Kanye in his Yeezys popping out of a minivan.
He'll drive up to his next Dawn to release in a minivan.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And I think you'll see him rocking in his little recliner.
Yeah, maybe he'll post it on his Instagram. One of his like, 1,400 a day.
Right. He'll be like, it's at Better Together that did this.
Yeah. I think it's going to be us. But anyhow, so he wants a bigger basket to put, because we have a little basket that used to hold like, you know, some blankies, but he wants something bigger to hold all the other ones. So I'm going to go on my hunt to get a bigger like wicker basket. I can probably just look online and not have to go into the store, but I'm going to look at some of those heavier glasses. And I definitely need a new mug because I keep using my Christmas mug because it's the biggest, widest one. But I really want to wait till we get our merch figured out because I want to use my Better Together mugs.
Yes.
So we are hopefully going to be moving forward with that very soon. I'm going to go see Andrew next week when he's back in town. And
that makes
try
me
to get that
so
going.
Excited.
Yeah. Please remind me because it's been so busy.
I will. That's like on the forefront of my brain because I love merch and I love sweatshirts and I love anything chic and cool and cozy. Mm-hmm. And like how cool to be able to wear ours.
Yeah.
So I'll remind you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I do think that you want to look at investing in a colorful platform like clog for spring.
So I found, I'll have to show you, I'm actually going to pull it up.
Even Crocs, like colorful Crocs, yeah. Obviously they've been a thing for a minute, but what were you going to say, Queen?
That I found a really cool one when I was doing some spring research for today's show. I found a really cool one on Macy's.
Tell me where.
That I'm going to pull it up right now and see what we're working with. But it was like brightly colored and very cool.
They definitely have all the Crocs on here. And I see some like multicolored Crocs. So those are good. Oh, they've got a Sam Edelman.
That was it.
Orange clog.
That was it.
Interesting.
That was it. It was Sam Edelman.
That's cute.
And does it come in like purple too? That was the one. And then look at this Madden Girl one. How cute is this little nug?
Oh, yeah. That's
so cute.
That's actually really cute. Yeah. We should put that on the page. I think that'll look... Oh, my God. The peg.
I know. I want that.
Those will look great with spring dresses.
Yeah. I need those
in my
life.
I think those are really pretty. Oh, and this yellow croc platform, I think, is another one you need to put in here.
So I'm approved to get a platform shoe?
Yes.
By you?
Kelsey's Ooh. Purchases must be run through me.
Honestly, or, I need it.
But you might turn on me like Dimitri did. Dimitri had a turn on me. Do you know what he started doing?
No.
He just went buck wild shopping. I mean, like, you know, on
like
Rodeo.
Dimitri wild, yeah.
Like Rodeo. And he would be like, don't tell Maria. Like, he'd be with like Meghan Trainor, Camila Cabello, Britney Spears. And they'd be like, oh my God, I love your new, you know, Balenciaga shoes. And he'd be like, don't tell Maria.
That's so hilarious.
Okay, so pull the yellow Crocs that are platform and we'll put on there. And do your white. I think those are really cute. So we're trying to help you, friends.
I'm into
with some
this.
Fashion picks because I'm my own stylist most of the time for things I do. So I'm always just kind of looking at what's out there and I'm grabbing things like that black laid-in dress that I wore at Super Bowl. I'm always collecting and collecting for the moment when Live with Kelly needs me to come in, or I'm going to go do a guest appearance on some other show or whatever. So I'm always hunting and searching, and I don't want to have to spend a lot of money.
So. And we are grateful for that.
Macy's.com/bettertogether. We'll put the link inside the...
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Paige. Okay, so Queen, we have questions?
We have questions. Yeah, it should be right under there. One pertains specifically to style, so I would love you to hit that one first.
Okay, why don't you ask me?
Okay, I will ask you.
Well, Kelsey's like, pull it up. Let me panic to find it. You got to start printing these for yourself.
Well, it's hard because then my little area gets so like crammed in here. So Pooji has the computer next to me so she can show me.
Is it when you look your best, you feel great?
Yeah. Well, it's how to find your style. So when you look your best, you feel great. What are some of Maria's best tips to finding your style? A style that reflects your personality, fun, and occasionally pushes you out of your comfort zone. How do you get there?
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a tough thing. I think you gotta look at what you're attracted to on your own. Like, I feel like we all dress the same around each other, right? So it's really easy to dress in a pack. Because we all just want to fit in life and in fashion. And so we all wear the same things because we know we're going to be approved by the people around us, right? Like if you come in with some hot mess thing, I'm going to be like, Kelsey, what are you wearing?
She just spit on her coffee.
I did. Right? Because you would.
I'd be like,
You'd kindly shame me and be like, never again.
No, I wouldn't.
If it was really bad, but I'd be appreciative of that.
If it was really bad, I think you would probably ask me like, hey, what do you think? And then I would tell you the truth if you asked me. But
yeah,
I'm not going to shame somebody for their fashion unless they ask. Unless they want the feedback. But here's the thing. That's my feedback because it's my personal style choice, right? I think that is the problem, is that we keep asking everybody else when we should just be asking ourselves, and we should just be looking at what looks good on our body. What colors do we love? So like, start with colors. I love yellow. I know red is a great color for me. I love black. I love grays. I love neutrals. Okay, cool. So here we are. I know I'm not going to really wear purple. Not my thing. Okay. I'm going to try to push myself sometimes. I do love like neon and bright colors and all of that. Okay, then we talk about fit. Like, what do you feel best in? What are the things that have always made you feel the best? And not just the things you've been most complimented in, because that could get you stuck in a place. And we've talked about this before. You can get stuck in something that you've been complimented on before and then just, you know, beat that drum to death and not kind of get out of it. You know, for me, I know things that are fitted at my waist look best on me. I think that, you know, I know certain different neck styles that look good on me. So you got to know what looks good on you / what makes you feel like your best, happiest, sexiest, whatever it is.
What about for those, and I'm just saying this because I know, like, I even know with my sister, I helped her a lot with her style because she didn't necessarily know what looked good on her. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, I guess it's a question, but it's also a statement too. I think finding someone like a Maria who does like, you appreciate their opinion, mm-hmm. and you are a great dresser. So I'd be like, hey, do you like, is this a good neckline for me? Or is it, cause that's a hard thing for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's why I love Macy's. They have their own stylist. Like online, if you're online, it'll say, do you want to talk to a stylist? They will help you and guide you. And maybe, I mean, listen, I live to help people with their fashion. It's somebody on our team, it was their Christmas gift. I haven't actually told them just yet because time has just flown and I've been so busy, but my Christmas gift is to take them shopping. And I did it with my mom all the time. I would take her and we would go shopping and I would put looks together for her. And I'm like, okay, you can wear it like this. You can wear it like this, because it's just easier, right? I have done this for so long and I've come a long way from being nervous and insecure about putting things together to working with the top people in this industry and seeing how, you know, people were just brave in doing things and they weren't thinking twice. They weren't blinking. They just wore the socks with the shoes and it looked cool. And everyone's like, whoa, that's so cool. But the rest of us are just scared to do it. Right. So I've had the opportunity to like grow and build my style because of the industry I'm in and the things that I'm exposed to and the things that I have to do. So now I know what to do generally, and I know what's going to feel right and look right. I definitely still will run it by Kevin. I'll be like, honey, what do you think? And he'll be like, no. No. My mom was brutal with me. She'd be like, no, Maria. And I'm like, mom, really? What are you gonna like? You hate everything.
That's funny.
You know, you get frustrated when they say no, because you're like, but I love helping people find their fashion. It's so much fun for me. So maybe when we are potentially doing an event for Macy's live in person in New York in May, I think.
Oh, I hope so.
Potentially. Spoiler. So maybe that would be a cool, you know, little road trip for anybody who lives in the area to come out and I'll help you.
That would be so cool.
I live to do it.
Me and I do too. That used to be my job and it was so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's easier to style other people than yourself. That's at least what I've found with me. My other tip, I would say, I screenshot a lot of like your outfits. I have a folder on my phone that's like fashion inspo. You know, it's like I'll screenshot things I've liked from you or like things I see on other women or anyone really. Yeah. And I'll keep it in an album. So then if I'm like, oh, I want to do something different, I can reference that.
I love that. So that's another thing in my first book that I did. I used to tell people I would back then rip magazine pages, anything that I loved or I was like, oh, that's bold and that's different and that's cool. I create a collage in my closet.
So cool.
So when I would get ready in the morning, I had inspo on my wall, right? And I would say, oh, maybe I should do this today in my version, right? And so I still think that's a really great way to go. So if you have those Instagram shots that you've archived, take them and print them. You know, if you don't have a printer where you can do that, just go to like, you know,
Staples.
Somewhere, yeah, like a Staples, and print them and put them up on your wall and have your fashion inspo board so that it can help you figure out what you want. And then there are apps too. Stand by. This thing never rang to tell me that it's clean. It's definitely been more than 8 minutes.
For sure.
Maybe I didn't push the button. Well,
no.
This better be sanitized, people. Okay. I have an app here. Let's see where it is. It's a closet app.
Oh, cool.
And
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Okay, it's called Style Book. So in here, because I was always traveling, I would take pictures of things in my closet so I could remember them. So you can take pictures, put them in, and archive them under shoes, sweaters, jackets, whatever. And then there's a part where it's like looks, day, work, evening, formal. So it's a little bit of a time investment, but sometimes it really helps. So I know for me, I have all this stuff in my closet, and most of the time I just go to the same thing, white t-shirt and jeans, because it's just easy. But then I get mad at myself because I'm like, I have so many things that I should just be enjoying and using. So in those rare moments, I will do a fitting with myself. I'll put all different kinds of things together and I'll photograph them. And then I'll go back after and be like, oh no, that wasn't good. No, that felt better in the moment. Don't love this. Because when you photograph something, it's very different.
I learned that from
person.
You.
Mm-hmm. And so I create my looks and I have a little folder on my phone that says looks. So when I'm stressed and pressured to get ready and I don't have a lot of time or have no creativity in my brain to do anything, which happens a lot, I'll just look in the folder and I'll pull them. So you can use an app to help you. But definitely take advantage of the Macy's stylist and say, hey, I have a couple of things coming up. What do you have that would fit within this budget? And have them pull some things that, you know, maybe are staples that you can be reusing throughout spring. Like if you get like one of those, I have this really cute little cardigan with a little matching tank that, you know, I can interchange with different skirts, different trousers, different jeans. And it's just like a pretty little set. But yeah, I'm happy to help everybody with it if I can.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's so fun.
At these events, because it's really fun.
I like that. The other thing too, I was going to say that I think is so beautiful for like the world we live in now. There's someone who has your same body type, mm-hmm. you know? So it's
that
like,
you can actually see now.
Exactly.
Such a great point.
Exactly.
Kelsey.
So it's like, go find someone. Cause that's what I do. It's like, go find someone who has my body type. If I'm not sure what looks good on me, that looks good on them.
Yeah.
So then I'll like kind of, you know, use them as a catalyst for what I go by. So anyways, yeah. That's another
like you have super long legs.
Mm-hmm.
Like for you, those like shirt dresses that are like a little shorter, but it's oversized and not fitted at the waist. Like,
yeah,
like your legs are your best asset probably.
And I would have.
Right.
Yeah. I
like
agree.
For me, it's not, that's not my asset. It's my right. waist, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Somebody else might have the chest or somebody else that's like their décolletage. Like everyone's got something.
Right.
And so play up your best assets. So we've gone over picking your colors, finding the things that look best on your body. Mm-hmm. Like what have you felt sexiest in and best in? And then having your inspo wall to help you, your cheat sheet, and then tailoring.
Huge tip.
Tailoring things. So if you go to your dry cleaner, they usually have a tailor there that will tailor some things to your body a little bit, make it, you know, fit better.
You guys, I buy $50 Zara jeans and I bring them to get tailored for there like $30. And then they look like $200 jeans.
There you go, queen. There
Gold.
You go. And then just start to push yourself out of your comfort zone in different ways. Like I am not a pattern person at all. So sometimes I'll push myself to look at something with a pattern and say, okay, I'm going to try this. There's a brand called Farm Rio that's sustainable that I really love. And I bought one of their shirts last year and I really died. I was like, it's so bright and so many different colors. I feel like you know, I would never normally wear this and I loved it. I paired it with like a khaki short and it was the cutest outfit.
It was so cute on you.
Yeah. So, and I think Kelsey, what you said, find your people that you really love, like your fashion inspo people, and go to them for the inspo because they're looking at everything. They're pairing things differently. They're trying new things and see what they're doing and you can do it too.
Amen.
Yeah.
I also think a spring closet clean, always a good idea.
I'm constantly cleaning. I have my to give away, to sell, in my two bins in my closet. And I'm constantly, when I see something and I'm like, I haven't worn this in a while, I'm going to try it on. Nope, never wearing it. Bye. I just keep getting rid of stuff because then it's making my clean out times way easier. I'm just doing it as I go. I'm looking in my closet. Haven't worn that in a long time. Haven't worn that in a long time. Bye, bye, bye. Like right now I have to go through my sweaters and my blazers. I have sweaters in there that have been there for years that I just never wear. In winter, I wear the same things. So they're going to go. Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's it. They just, what happens is they clutter your brain. So you know, you're going to go to that section of your closet and you don't want any of it, but it's there taking up space. So get rid of it and then bring something fresh in that you're going to be excited for.
I think that's a great tip because I always wait till the one big like purge and it's daunting.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. So yeah, I like
you're
that.
So scared. Like I'm cheap. So I'm like, oh, this was an expensive sweater. I don't want to get rid of it. Well, you're not wearing it.
I know.
And it's been years. I'm thinking about this one pink sweater. It's so cute, guys. I haven't worn it in forever. Yes, it's, you know, a pretty penny of a sweater, but I'm not wearing it. So why is it sitting there? And it's stressing me out every time I see it in there,
yes,
along with the other sweaters that I don't wear anymore.
Yeah.
Just get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because styles do change and you change and your taste change and you just got to go with it and just don't be bogged down by what you spent then. There's so many great places where you can sell and refund your closet and just keep replenishing with what you have. Kim K taught me that. She would buy all this stuff, sell it, and then it would just balance off. I also, when I sell, that's my like little kitty to donate when I have all the dog charities that reach out to me. They're like, this dog needs a surgery and that dog.
You're like, oh, okay. No.
So that makes me feel good, but yeah, you gotta do it. And if you can't do it, you have to have a ruthless friend that will come. So when I was moving my closet to my new closet, Dimitri came over and we were ruthless. And then we competed over who could be more ruthless. And I was like, nope, goodbye, goodbye. And he's like, no, I like this, keep this. And I'm like, okay, fine. All right. I was throwing it out just for the record. And we were competing over who would get rid of more.
Oh, I like that.
And we just wiped my closet out.
And you felt so much better.
I don't remember any of it. I don't miss any of it. Period.
Period.
End of story.
Yeah.
Life moves forward. And you know, when we're stuck in all of that, and it's funny, my mom, I think, and somebody else always said, like, money is supposed to be spent. It's supposed to flow, right? And if we're so, like, scared and holding on all the time and fearing, it's not going to flow to us either. So it's got to keep flowing. Doesn't mean don't save. Trust me, I'm the biggest saver. Like, you got to keep letting it flow. So don't be afraid.
I like that.
I'm talking to myself, by the way, at the same time.
And me.
Because these sweaters and there's some blazers, they're just not in anymore. Get rid of them.
Maria, I literally, you know, I'm the queen of that. I hold on to everything. Yeah. Everything. So
Pooj, how are you with this?
I also hold on to everything. I know.
Really?
I'm on the side taking notes. It's hard to see my face.
There she is. You hold on to everything?
Yeah, I hold on to everything. I recently did like a whole purge though in my house, like at home in New Jersey, because I was moving out here. And I got rid of a lot, but still, like I know when I go back, there's just so much waiting for me just to get rid of. But I'm the same way. If it's like expensive and I didn't wear it that much, I'm like, shoot, like I have to use it. Like I have to get my wear, but you're right. There's other ways that you can go about it. You can give it to a friend. You can try to resell it. There's other ways, but
yeah. Like I saw those jeans that I bought and I was like, okay, these are so cute. I'm a little thicker and I know someone who's not as thick as me. They might fit perfect. And I gave them to Kelsey and you were so giddy. And there you go. Boom.
And I've already worn them twice this week.
They're so cute.
They're so cute.
And then Pooja had to go buy them.
Yeah. But that's it's a great point, Maria, because I'll do that too. If there's something that I am like, oh, I don't want to get rid of. Like, I've given Pooja a couple of things that I wouldn't have gotten rid of.
And then you feel better about it.
Yes. Because I love seeing how happy she is.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, amazing. Then I feel good.
Yeah. So. I know. I examine my wardrobe and I'm like, okay, is this something that would be good for this person? Is that like, I'll think of it, all of you guys. I'm like, no, I think this would be good for her. Or I think she would like this. Or I think Alyssa. Okay. And I'll go through things and then the rest I get rid of. I'm like, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, friends. Well,
lots of goodies today.
Today, March 3rd, according to nationaltoday.com, is National I Want You to Be Happy Day.
Isn't that great?
Kelsey. So it's National I Want You to Be Happy Day, giving each of us the opportunity to brighten someone's day through simple acts of kindness and selflessness. Don't you love being around people who spread cheer everywhere they go? That's you, Kelsey.
Today you could be
that person. It's so easy to do, and well, we want you to be happy too. I don't know what the rest of this is.
I pulled the excerpt from whatever that was today.
So what's the point? We have to be nice to somebody today?
Yes. Well, tell me
what we're doing here.
I think you should be nice to someone every day.
Yes.
But, you know, I always like to look up if there's certain holidays or things, you know, that are happening. And that was today. So be extra aware of how you're treating people today. And if you can be extra kind, then be.
That's such a cute day.
I told the kids that this morning. I said, what are we going to do to make this world a brighter place today, kids? I said, are we going to be extra nice to people today? And isn't that funny? I didn't know it was National I Want You to Be Happy Day.
There you go. And Winnie's always making people happy. So,
oh my God.
She's just in my lap right now making me happy.
Oh, that little Winchens. She lives to get to you guys in the morning. It's so crazy because I'm like, what would she do if we weren't filming here every day? Because
I know
she would be so crushed.
She'd be really sad.
Yeah. She loves her squad.
She does.
Max waits for his squad, Violetta.
His solo squad.
And then at night, we're the squad, Kevin and I.
Exactly. Aww.
So
he also gets his daily endorphins by jumping at Pooja.
Yeah.
Oh, friends, I also pulled some cool animal gifts and put them in the in the curated page on Macy's.com/bettertogether. So a little tip, when you have to buy a gift for somebody and you don't have a lot of money, you don't know what to get them. Sometimes when you get their pet something, it's like really cool. So there's like a rosé all day, little stuffed, you know, rosé bottle, that I pulled because if your friend loves rosé and she loves her, let's say poodle, you could do that. There's a La Croix thing, but it's something else with dogs. I can't remember what it is. So I pulled some dog gifts in there because we are starting to get to, like, you know, different seasons. So there's like birthdays and things that you're going to be thinking about. I'm going to start pulling things for Mother's Day and Father's Day and graduations and proms and stuff. So I'll start littering this with some really cool things. So let us know what you guys think. Let us know if you want anything on there. Did anybody ever ask for anything specific?
Nope. I'm still waiting.
All right. Anybody asks, let me know.
You guys can email me at info@bettertogetherwithmaria.com if you have any things you want Maria to pull or anything to help. I lied. We had one person actually, Pooja, remember the woman who she said, I love all of Maria's picks, but can she pick a few things for 60 and older?
Yes, I can.
So that was one we have received.
I shall do that. Yeah, I know. I've been trying to be mindful lately, thinking like, wait, this isn't just for me.
Right. I think that's a good note.
It's my personal archive.
But a lot of people love that. And she even said she loved that. She was just like, a few for the older would be great.
Well, it's cool because for like the daughters, there's like a lot of cute stuff. But some of the stuff is gone. Like some of the cute stuff, you have to like get it now because it doesn't live forever. Like I wanted that white button down cross. Yeah. Thing cute. And I didn't get it in time and now it's gone.
The green lioness sweater's gone and I'm sad about that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things that I was hoping to get and I just didn't have time.
Yeah.
And that are really cute for spring and then poof, gone. So get it while you see it. All right, friends, thank you so much for being with us. If you haven't checked out MariaMenounos.com, please do. We have really worked hard on it with our friends at Forward Female.
You keep nailing that name.
I'm really nailing it.
Proud of you.
I'm very proud of myself. Do you know how hard it is for me to get it right after I've gotten it so wrong?
I know.
Anyhow, daily blogs from the show and the experts, where we really just pinpoint the aha moments, the great takeaways for you, as well as all the new things that I'm obsessed with, that I'm using, that I'm loving, and more. So check us out. We also have our newsletter that we're doing weekly. I used to do these monthly, but now we're doing them weekly.
Weekly,
where you get your prescription for the week, which is, you know, some kind of, how would you describe it? Are we doing three people?
So what we're doing, it's kind of like a mishmash of everything. So you guys are getting the what's happening next week, just so you can kind of like, okay, gosh, Tuesday's show is really speaking to me. I want to make sure I have time for that. So you're getting the upcoming guests for the week, and then you're getting two of Maria's favorite things. Like last week we did the Briotech and her Isle of Paradise that she keeps talking about, you know? So it's like, in case you missed it, these are things Maria's loving. And then you'll get a throwback that's like, hey, if you missed this last week, this mm-hmm. was a great guest and a guest blog. So it's really, it's a mix of...
It's called the RX because we're giving them a prescription.
It's like a weekly prescription. So your prescription includes all of this stuff. It's like Maria's favorites, the upcoming guests.
Oh, that's so funny. I forgot because we had originally started it because I wanted to give people a prescription for if you're grieving, here are three episodes you want to hear. So then we updated it to like
switched it, yeah.
Fill it with some more. But we are doing that in there still. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So anyhow, you can sign up at MariaMenounos.com and we are giving free gifts away of all the things that I love.
Weekly.
We're reaching out to all the people that I am obsessed with and asking them to give you guys gifts because I love giving gifts. And so that is every single week. So sign up and enjoy some free stuff. All right, friends, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.